Hey team, welcome to another episode of Bougie Restaurant Podcast. This is a very different episode and I enjoyed it with my heart and soul. This is the first time ever that I recorded an episode where I was just talking shit about a reality show, and it was a very fun experience. Me and my friend Lisa recorded about the latest season of Love is Blind, season 6. And we were just commenting every couple, every situation, what we learned from the situation. Please keep in mind, these are all just little jokey jokes between two girlfriends. I don't want anybody to take this super seriously. And I feel like when we watch reality TV, we don't really consider those people like actual people with feelings. And I'm sure their actual feelings were involved and hurt. So I don't want to hurt anybody. You know, this is just entertainment purposes. And I hate that I have to give these disclaimers, but I really don't want anybody to actually be offended because we didn't mean anything wrong with anything. Also, I'm a little stuffy, so my nose is not great right now. I got a little cold, and that has nothing to do with this episode, but I'm just sharing. Lisa and I had so much fun recording this that we talked about doing a monthly episode together. She has a podcast called Unwinding, and we just have a lot of fun together. So let's see if we're going to be able to make that happen because we're both pretty busy girls. I think I'm going to wrap it up here now because the episode is prepared. This is really entertaining. This is honestly one of the most fun episodes I recorded. It was just talking shit with your friend. So enjoy.
I'm so excited.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling. Okay. We've been rolling.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, tell us what we're doing today.
We're talking about Love is Blind.
I'm so excited.
First time in my life that I was watching this reality TV show. And the reason why I started watching it is because a lot of my bougie besties were telling me that they want my feedback.
Yeah.
And all of my friends were telling me they're watching it. And I'm like, you people that are, you know, I think very highly of you and you watch this reality TV.
First of all, rude. Calm down.
I'm like a huge Kardashian fan. That's the only reality TV I watch. I tried watching like reality TV in the past, and everything I was watching, I was like, this is a waste of my time.
It is, but it's escapism.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think about anything when I'm watching these Housewives.
Starting, you know? A reality TV episode.
But also, don't you think it's so much FOMO? Like, so much of it is FOMO. Like, if everybody's talking about a show, I might not even want to watch it, but I'm like, I want to be a part of this.
You know, I never experienced that type of FOMO, but now when I did watch Love is Blind and when I had my friends and I can talk to them about it, I was like, this is so fun.
No, 100%.
Like, it's fun because of the show. I know, but like, I never experienced that before. I never had that with any other
welcome
piece. So thank you.
Welcome to the party. We're so happy. I've watched every season of this fucking garbage shit show.
I have friends that actually went to on The Bachelor. I never watched their episodes or seasons. I don't know. I never really, even though, funny enough, I was supposed to be on a dating reality TV show.
In Miami?
Yeah, I went like very far.
Yeah.
And that's around the time when I met Wes.
Okay, should we get me on a dating show? Yeah. Don't you think I would thrive?
I wonder, would they make you the villain? What would they make you as?
I feel like,
what would you be in the reality TV show?
I think I would be like the, hopefully. First of all, I would go for all the wrong reasons. Like, I would go to get famous. Yeah. Yes, I'm not even going to fucking lie and say I'm there for love. Like, I'm going to be there for the wrong reason, aka to make friends and to get
famous.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm going to verify it on TikTok.
But I'm going to make everybody my best friend. I think I would be the girl that's like friends with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be the funny one.
Okay.
Hopefully America would love me, even though they would be like, this bitch does not want to get married. Yeah,
she's,
you know,
just here for the clout.
But like maybe, Trevor. But like maybe I do find the love of my life.
I mean, I doubt it, but I don't know. So I've heard that there's some couples that are still together.
There are. And that's why I think, okay, we're here to talk about the reunion. Okay. And we're here to talk about, we just want to talk shit.
Not
but
just
we also,
the reunion, just like the whole season.
The whole season. And like what we can learn from some of these clowns. Respectfully.
Shits. Yeah.
But I think that's why in this reunion, I think that's why they had so many couples from previous seasons on, because I feel like they were trying to show like, listen, there are success stories.
I have to say I was fast forwarding through any type of person from the past, because in general I don't believe in like past relationships. So like, don't show me this shit. I want to see what's happening now.
I know. I agree. I wanted the tea. I wanted the present tea.
Yeah.
Fenty.
This is beautiful. This lip color that you just applied, it looks gorgeous.
I've gone through like 87 of the same one. If you're listening,
I'll take it.
Hot Chocolate by Fenty Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I would give up my firstborn child for this lip gloss.
I would not give up Rocky for sure.
Oh, no, I wouldn't give up Ollie either. Okay, so what did we think about the reunion?
Trevor was I guess, a fan favorite. And then soon it came out that he was actually in a relationship before we came to the show. And so he was a fan favorite. And then it was revealed that he actually was in a relationship. And as he got out of... I mean...
It looks like he's going to go sell computers.
He does look like a salesman. But that was also his like original photo for the application photo.
Similar,
it looks like
he's
on an ad for something.
He let me down.
Like a toothpaste.
He really let me down.
Yeah.
I was rooting for him.
You know, he seemed like such a nice person. And then to go there for clout, which again, we both said we would go there for clout.
I don't think he went on for clout.
That's
what he said. No, he didn't.
On the reunion.
No. They said to him like... Trevor, like, did you come on the show for to help your career, to further your career? And he was like, what career? Like, how is this going to help my career?
No, but I think that Chelsea said that he was talking about clout and followers and social media. But I saw that on TikTok, so that's not a really reliable source.
Yeah. You know what? Hot take. I'm not saying he did a good job at all. But, like, I don't know.
Why are you disappointed with him?
Why am I disappointed?
Yeah, like, what was hurting you?
Well, I'm disappointed that he did the whole thing.
What thing?
He went on the show, did the whole experience.
Okay.
It didn't work out for him the way he wanted to. So, allegedly, as soon as he got home, he texted his situationship back home that he said he loved her, but he said he never asked her to be his girlfriend. Number one, why are you telling people you love them and they're not your girlfriend? Number two...
I mean, didn't you ever have a guy tell you they love you, but they can't be with you?
No.
Well, you're God's favorite, honey.
No, I never let it get that far.
Oh, okay, maybe that's a different story.
No, honestly, no.
I had so many people like tell me they love me, but that's the only I'm in a happy relationship.
Yeah, no, so. And then it didn't work out the way he wanted to, so then when he got off the show, he texted his girl being like, hey, I love you, like, whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna say one thing. I think that he did what any other guy or a girl even would do. He went on a show, he left the show, he felt like a failure, mm-hmm. He didn't meet anybody, and he went where it was
no, he wasn't
safe.
Picked. He wasn't picked. Yeah. Yeah. I think his mistake, which is what a lot of people do, his mistake was giving somebody a false idea of where their relationship stood. Like his girl back
home.
But
every guy does that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that is the biggest fault here.
First of all, can we talk about what kind of woman would let her man
go on a
reality?
That's insane.
And this is his second, first of all.
His second what?
Second dating reality TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
I saw all of my Love is Blind tea on TikTok.
I don't know if these are reliable sources.
I think this one is, though. I'm not sure, but it said that he already went on another, and she was with him, because when I saw that he has a girlfriend, I wanted
like
to do my research.
Before Love is Blind, he went on a show?
Perfect Match.
Before or after?
I think before. I don't know.
No, because a lot of the contestants went on Perfect Match after, but they already said who it was, and it wasn't him.
Okay, so then
so
it was,
before?
I don't know. Maybe we can Google it.
Oh, my God, Trevor.
Yeah.
Look at Trevor. Literally. Okay,
you know what? I just have to add, he has a lot of muscles.
He really does.
And that shows that he is a little fixated on himself. So he, you know, is working out a lot. He just maybe, I mean, I'm getting so deep right now, but maybe he doesn't, like, love himself the way he should. So that's why he's seeking validation on all these reality shows. And at the same time, he has a girl at home, and he was apparently, he told Chelsea that he wants clout in social media and followers. Again, I saw that on TikTok. But that was based on Chelsea's interview somewhere.
Okay, should we just get into Chelsea and Jimmy now that
we're
already on
the
topic?
Are we talking about Trevor or no? Are we going
to... Let's wrap up Trevor,
Trevor. Okay.
All I will say is I feel like Trevor is getting railed.
Mm.
And I think there have been worse sins. I'm not saying what he did was okay, but like, okay, yes, he let a girl on and he went on a show.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't do that nowadays? Like, let's be realistic.
I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm just saying, like, okay, relax. Yeah. Like, there's worse shit.
Okay, so Chelsea and Jimmy, go ahead, please.
Jesus, where do I begin? Okay, hot take. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jimmy was that awful.
Okay, that is a hot take. Go ahead. I will let you speak.
So, okay. Let me just preface this by saying I don't think everything he did was correct. But honestly, Chelsea made me root for him. I don't want to root for a man. And she made me root for him. Mm. To be honest with you, I feel like he handled her in a lot of her moments with a lot of patience. Like, do you disagree?
I just saw today something about Chelsea giving an interview. So this is the thing. Like, with these reality shows, you never know what actually happened.
You have to take it with a grain of salt, I think.
So based on what we've seen on television, I don't like Jimmy because I just think he's sleazy. But that's just, like, me, like, reading his, like, everything. The way he's... I don't know. I mean, when he saw Chelsea in real life, he was very disappointed. But I would be, too.
Same.
She said,
I look like Megan Fox.
First and foremost...
Oh, she didn't say it that way, but...
I'm all for female empowerment. Like, people know my content. This is just entertainment purposes, what we're doing right now. She just doesn't look like Megan Fox, and that's something that needs to be said. I do see like a little bit of a bone structure here, but it's like me saying that I look like a Victoria's Secret supermodel that's like 5 fucking feet taller than me.
The problem is men are so simple.
Yeah.
And she made a huge mistake of over-promising
yes.
and then under-delivering, yeah. It's got to be the other way around.
Yeah.
And you're also on a show where the entire premise is to not talk about that. Of course they all talk about that.
That's why she's so insecure. Like, why would you bring up that you look like the... First of all, in all of my content, when I'm trying to make a comparison, I'm like, if you look like Megan Fox is like...
No, literally.
My goddess.
Yeah.
So when you say that you look like Megan Fox, it's like, what are you trying to say here? Obviously, nobody looks like Megan Fox.
It makes me sad because, again, and this is just what I deduced, the way that she... You know when you ask a question because you want someone to ask you the question back?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how she asked the question. And I totally understand that maybe she didn't mean it in this, you know, way of like, oh, I look like Megan Fox. She disclaimed it. She said, people say this. I don't believe it. Whatever. You're still saying it.
Yeah.
Men aren't going to... Jimmy did not hear any of the disclaimers in that sentence. Yeah, all he heard was Megan Fox. And I think she also knew what she was doing in the way that...
Of course.
She felt like she was competing with Jessica, who she was able to see
like
physically.
Megan Fox, yeah.
And I feel like Chelsea has insecurities,
yeah.
right? And she was comparing herself to Jessica, which, I mean, is so sad, right? Because it's such a women thing. Like, we understand how tough that is. But she was comparing herself to Jessica, and I think that... when he was like, I love you, I genuinely feel like she had a better connection with Trevor. But I feel like in her mind, she was like, oh my God, he picked me.
Over Jessica.
Right. So I think it's like our ego, of course, wants to be so validated.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me sad, honestly. I'm not going to sit here and bash Chelsea because I've had so many insecure moments in my life. But again, I think there were so many moments where she was...
I have to say something before I forget. I'm sorry.
No, say it.
She... had the total right to be pissed at Jimmy for hanging out with these two girls because he fucked one of them. I would not let Wes hang out with a girl he slept with, or I don't know what was their situation or whatever. I wouldn't even be comfortable that my boyfriend has two super close girlfriends and he talks to them constantly.
Well, that was the demise of their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And same goes for me. Like, yeah. I don't talk to any men on a daily basis like that. I don't want to talk to any men. The only man I need to speak to every single day is my man.
Yeah. The only thing I will say about that is, because they did say that, was he talked about that in the pods. Like, he made it clear to her, like, hey, this is important to me. And I know a lot of people aren't okay with this. And she said, like, it's fine.
Oh, what? He said that he has girlfriends?
Yeah.
Well, and he doesn't... So, he's not friends with her anymore now, I guess.
Yeah, no, but... And I hear you. I think that's a boundary that, like, you either have to set and enforce, or...
It's almost like when you tell your man that you love football just to, like, win him over.
She wanted to be chill.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you try to be the chill bitch.
Should never be the chill bitch.
No.
No chill.
Unless you're okay with it. But if you're not okay with it, it's going to come up at some point. And I think that's a really tricky road of, like... men and female friendship is a very tricky dynamic.
It doesn't exist.
And like once you've had sex, like, I'm sorry, that's no longer your friend.
Yeah. I do have to say, I heard that Chelsea gave an interview, and in the interview she said, again, I heard this on TikTok. In the interview she said that that evening when she was so pissed that he, like, she started giving him shit for going out a lot. And apparently there was an evening when he left, like, I guess they were living together, and then he left home, said that he needs to take a minute, and then he told her that he's going to bed and just like, good night, I love you, whatever. And then apparently he butt dial her, and then she heard that he was in the apartment with like all of his friends or something. And that,
yeah, that would upset me.
I would break up with a guy over that.
But now, see, this is annoying because, like, this is why this is so hard to do, analyze and give insight, is because we are commenting on what we're shown. But, like, look, like, yeah. I didn't even know this existed, right? So, obviously, like, that's not okay. I wouldn't be okay with that. That's why I say we can only say so much, right? Yeah. Obviously, this is so much more complicated. But I think, what would we say we learned from Chelsea and Jimmy?
I think we learned that first, you shouldn't even try to force a relationship, because that's what they were doing this entire time.
Agreed.
He wasn't attracted to her. That was just so clear. And if my guy is not attracted to me, like, I don't need to try to make him like me. Like, your soulmate should want to be with you. I think I heard this, and probably also on TikTok.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I'm getting all my knowledge from TikTok.
I mean, same.
But when it comes to Chelsea, I mean, how old is she? Is she like over 30?
I think early 30s.
I think that she is, I mean, I don't know. She just seems a little unstable to me.
I think, you know how people say you have to love yourself before you can let somebody love you? I don't fully agree with that, because I think you're also allowed to not love certain things about yourself, be working on them actively, and still pursue and entertain people in your life, right? Like, you're still allowed to date even if you're working on yourself. Like, I fully believe that's okay. However, I think you have to kind of be in a certain point for that to work, you know, the work in progress thing. Like, I think there was a point in my life
like where 80%
it has to be it has to be at least flowing. It has to be a little more than I think where she was at. Yeah, and I say this like with 40. I say this with like compassion, because I have been there, you know, but I've like, I knew that I was in no position to date somebody because there was so many insecurities. My self-worth was on the floor. I was like, I'm not going to drag someone through the mud. I know I had the awareness though of that. I think she, and that's why I say this with compassion. Like,
of course.
If I received the amount of hate she received, I literally just told Coco this, like, I would not be okay, you know? It makes me so sad, because,
you know, I'm so happy that I never went on that reality show that I was, like, casted for a few years ago, because one of my friends went on a dating reality show, and I asked her what was her experience, and she said, people create a narrative about you that you will never get rid of.
Yeah.
So she is going to be uncomfy Chelsea her entire life. And it's just, like,
I also want to say another quick thing that I, like, a lesson from this as well is, don't have arguments when you're drinking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's easier said than done. I don't really drink anymore. This is like I drink a glass of wine here and I feel like tipsy. Yeah,
that's such a big one.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, for the glass, the glass.
You're welcome. Do you want some more?
No, I'm good right now.
That's a huge one, I think.
But I agree with that. That's what, it's never going to end well. And also, if you're starting to write paragraphs on your telephone, it means that you should not send that paragraph.
Well, also, I think it's, you know what, high level lesson from this is, know what you're okay with and stick to it. Like, just because someone is in front of you and this opportunity is presented to you of, oh, a relationship that could be, if a lot of the things that are for you non-negotiables are there, don't break your boundaries just because there's an opportunity. Because look, ultimately, 100%. It led to the demise of their relationship. I think a few things, but
what do you think is the main reason they broke up? I'll tell you mine. I think first and foremost, he just didn't like her at all. No. She was obsessed with him for some reason. I don't know why. I would never be attracted to him. Obviously, didn't like hear all the pod conversations. I think I'm jumping from topic to topic. I'm just going to say, I think Love is Blind is a great experience. I think if you're ever thinking to go on a reality show, like, go to that one. I think this is so cool. Like, I would love to be one of the contestants.
Me too.
Obviously,
I would love to
do it. Because I'm, like, happily in love. But, like, that experience of just, like, talking to somebody that you don't, like, and falling in love. Like, can you actually fall in love? I don't know. First off, when they were all talking about their wedding and getting married, I'm like, this is not real, man.
But this is why, but look, this is, I'm sorry, this is going to sound horrible, but I think it's okay to admit that there are certain things that as humans we want in a relationship, and one of the biggest ones is most of us want to feel attracted to our partner, and that is okay. That is normal.
Yeah, that's more than okay.
And I'm sorry, but if you look at the couples that have had success on this show, it's because, yes, they fell in love ultimately as, you know, they fell in love with their hearts through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they saw each other, they were both like, okay.
Like, thank God.
I can work with this. Yes, let's go. And then you see a lot of these couples that are like, fuck, man, like, I have love for this person, but I'm not attracted to them. And there's only so much you can force with that.
I could never force it. I also...
Me either.
When people ask me questions...
If I don't want to climb you like a tree, it's not going to work.
Yeah. When people ask me, like, can physical attraction grow? I mean, it can grow into love, and then you're just, like, lying to yourself that you love them. And you do. You do love them, but you don't want to, like, hump them. Like, you just, like, said.
Exactly.
Like, you don't want to go to that tree with them.
Okay, let's go to... I'm sorry. We're just going to really quickly say Amy and Johnny.
I'm not interested.
I was going to say, I wish you all the best.
Yeah. Good luck.
That's it. No, but I seriously, I wish them all the best.
I
hope they do a brand deal with Trojan and they get a box of condoms sent to their door.
I was about to say, actually, I did a brand deal with Trojan a long time ago.
Slay.
It was for a lube.
We love.
But I have to say exactly what you just said. Like, how old is he?
I have no idea.
And you don't have never heard of a condom? You're going to go get a vasectomy before you use a condom or and pull out? Johnny, like, what is wrong with you? Sex ed? Like, porn? Did you never see, like, somebody put a condom on their, like, wiener?
I don't know too much about it, of why he was, again, I fast-forwarded a lot of their parts, I'm sorry, so I don't know, but I feel in my head,
okay, I know what happened, I'll tell you.
He either got a bad scare, like a pregnancy scare, and that traumatized him, or he just hasn't fucked around a lot.
I think he's uneducated when
he's about to fuck around and find out.
I know that he said he didn't want to have a child because he's financially not ready for that.
Okay, fair.
And I agree.
I love a self-aware king.
Do you have anything else to add
about
Johnny?
No, I wish them truly all the best.
Yeah.
And that is all that I have to say.
Yeah. I have to say one more thing.
About Amy and Johnny?
Yes.
Tell me.
About Amy. I know you said that you didn't remember their apartments.
No, at all.
Okay.
I'm so upset.
So because I binged, I saw everything in one go. Amy's apartment was like
stunning.
A child's apartment.
What do you
she
mean?
Had little pillows like shaped as a unicorn. Her room was all pink. And she looked like she's 14 years old. Like her room literally looked like...
I don't remember.
She's 28 or 30 or something. Like... I don't understand.
Do you think she ever gets mad?
I don't know.
I could see him getting mad. You know what?
He gets red in his face.
I don't trust people who are like so always like happy-go-lucky.
Was he always like that?
Both of them, I feel. You know?
Yeah, there's something
shady
in there.
She's Latina. I know at some points she'll yell at his ass. Like, I know that. But him, I'm like, I don't know. I don't trust people that are just like so calm and level-headed. Because I'm like, that scares me.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you get real fucking mad?
Oh, you punch a wall.
It scares me. I'm not saying this is Johnny.
No, we're not saying that.
I'm just saying, like, it scares me in general when people are just, like, always...
When people, like, when you ask somebody, how are you doing? And they're like, amazing.
Literally like, cannot relate.
My life has never been better.
Like, cannot relate. I wish I could say that. Do you have any friend that, like, will never talk shit?
Oh, yeah. You ask her, how's your relationship? Great.
Sometimes you just want to talk shit. Like,
I do say that I always give a disclaimer, like, I'm about to talk shit because
same,
I don't like to complain
about life.
Or I'm like,
can I say
life?
Something? Can I be mean for a second?
And,
or, like,
the gods.
Sometimes it's, like, the dumbest shit that I just want to talk shit about.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Amy and Johnny, wish them well.
So, Amy and Johnny, we did. Chelsea and Jimmy. Trevor, we did. Jess. Should we talk about Jess?
Jessica. I think Jessica is very attractive. I love the little, like, I think I would be friends with her probably the most. From all of them and Laura, but Jessica, I don't know much about her. I don't know what to say. I know that she has a 10-year-old daughter, Autumn. Mm-hmm. She loves her very much. What does Jessica do for work? She's an assistant.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I think she's an executive assistant, which I'm like, you can do better than that.
I think she's going to thrive.
Oh, yeah, after this?
Yeah.
She's going to become, like, a social media superstar.
Yeah.
If she 100%. Just, like...
I think she has a great personality. I think I was so impressed with her in the pods when... I love how she was so able to be so communicative about her feelings, about what she likes, what she doesn't like. I love that. As somebody who wants to be able to communicate my feelings better, I was like, I love that.
And for a class.
And then you see Jimmy, who's like, damn, I've never been with someone who's so direct. Yeah. He could not handle
Why he didn't pick her, because he wasn't intimidated.
She wasn't too much. He wasn't enough for her, I think. But that, again, that's compatibility.
When you see and realize what you missed out on, you are going to choke.
Oh. Let's do it again. Ready?
Okay.
When you see and realize what you missed out on, you are going to choke.
You're going to choke. You are so going good. To need your EpiPen to open up your airways.
So good. So good.
Queen.
So good.
Queen vibes.
I think the only thing I did not love was her behavior when she was with Laura. I know you missed this.
Yeah, can you tell me about that?
So, as soon as they left the pods, okay, I believe this is when everybody was back from their honeymoons, okay, she went on a date with Laura. They went to a little bar to have drinks. This is before her and Jimmy have met each other face-to-face, okay? This is before the barbecue.
That face-to-face meeting was so good. We need to talk about that, too.
Bro, imagine... Just... I'm sorry, but, like, imagine being Jimmy.
Oh, I would... He said my day just got a lot worse. No shit. So, my boyfriend, Wesley, he doesn't watch Love is Blind, but I gave him, like, a little, you know, 101.
Yeah.
411?
411.
What number?
411. You got it.
I gave him some 411 on Jimmy and Jessica and all of that. And like,
Should I turn the light on or you think that's good? It's still good, right?
I would turn the light on, yeah. Because it's going to go darker. No, it's okay.
So you told Wes.
Can you also give me the wine? Yes. A little more wine? So I told Wes that I just gave him like a little update on the situation. It's a little yellow. Okay, so I told Wes about the situation and... About Jimmy and Jessica and Chelsea, like that little love triangle in the very beginning.
As you've heard in this episode, people aren't always as honest as you may think. And as your bougie best friend, there are two things you can always count on. One, I keep it real no matter what. And two, I will never gatekeep, which is why I want to put you on this episode's sponsor, Spokio. I know, just hear me out. We talk a lot about dating here on my channels, and the amount of stories I get from you all regarding cheaters, liars, being catfished, it's alarming. I love telling you all to take matters into your own hands, do a little digging, and be your own FBI agent, which is why it was a no-brainer to partner with Spokio again. They are a people search website and can do the digging for you. No more having 100 tabs open, no more falling down a rabbit hole trying to expose someone or feel safe for once on these dating apps. You literally just search their phone number, and girl, they'll put a whole report on them. Could find their full name. My dating app girlies know how handy that is. Their social accounts, court records, addresses, and more. Just think about all the things our phone numbers are actually tied to. You know that friend who can find just about anything on anyone? Yeah, they probably use Spokio. Use my link in the description box to start a search today or come back whenever you need to. Using Spokio is what will Coco do. Now back to our little review.
And he was just like, yeah, this is great. He's like, he probably hates his life right now because no matter what the physical, not physical, no matter what the emotional connection is, when you see that your, you know, second choice is so hot.
It's exactly what you thought was going to happen.
One of my friends that watched everything told me that she thinks she is the hottest girl they ever had.
I think 100% she is. I've watched every single season as
really?
Well.
Really? Yep. Okay, so she's so hot. I mean, I never saw...
I'm sorry, I'm just going to say something. They don't usually cast...
Such hot girls.
Tens, okay?
Yeah.
She's a solid 10.
But
like, can we agree?
Because of the child, that was like a little caveat.
I know.
But I love a child.
Same. We love.
I can't wait to have kids.
Oh, me either.
I'm excited to hear about your plans. Any?
I mean, the plan is... There's no plan. Okay. Let me tell you about this scene. That's the only part I didn't like.
Laura and...
So Laura and Jess meet up to have a drink. And
I think I did see that
Jess is like heartbroken, of course, right? Mm-hmm. And she was kind of being like, do you think Jamie's excited to see me kind of vibes? Like, just mm-hmm. not speaking in a way that is respectful, knowing that...
Oh, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm sorry. They just met each other for the very first time. They're not actual... They maybe became friends, but they were not actual friends. So, like, if you are a contestant in a show, and I'm a contestant in a show, and Chelsea's a contestant, like, mm-hmm. we're just competing for the same shit to, like, get a guy.
No, I hear you, but the way she was speaking about it was, like...
It's just that her ego talking.
Totally. But that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing that in my head, I'm like, I didn't love that. Maybe but she also was like, I'm sorry. That was so disrespectful.
Because it was shown on TV. If it wasn't shown, nobody would ever know about that. And they would never even look at that as something negative. Because if I just think she didn't do anything wrong there because she wasn't like saying that in a malicious way. And she wasn't saying
that. It came across malicious. That's the problem. But I think at the end of the day, like, she wouldn't ever... I don't think she's, like, the kind of person that would fuck up and do that.
Yeah, I just think people have an ego. And obviously, if you know that you're attractive and you were about to meet a man that you never seen and you're on a dating reality show and he almost picked you and you know you're hot, he's gonna choke.
Absolutely. As he did. We're gonna do Laura, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Really quick, we'll throw in, unfortunately, Sarah Ann, and then we'll finish with the best for last, which is Clay and AD.
Okay,
Laura and Jeremy, take it away.
I like Laura. People told me I remind them of Laura because of her like communication style and I guess physical appearance.
Really?
It's because we're blonde.
No, I'm thinking of the communication attitude style.
You know when she said go kick rocks with open toe feel.
Yeah, she was...
When she also caught... I do see myself in Laura. When she caught him hanging out with Sarah Ann because he shared his location.
He's stupid. He is a fucking clown. He is a fucking serial killer.
That apartment, that house that you also don't remember.
No.
You need to look it up when I leave.
The way she caught him, like, she was so calm, cool, and collected. She was just letting him speak. And then mm-hmm. she was like, actually...
I saw your location, my fucker. Yeah. What do you think about her?
Laura?
Mm-hmm.
I like Laura.
Okay, any other feedback? Laura.
No, honestly, I think there's nothing...
Can I be mean for a second?
Of course. Be my guest, please. I have nothing bad to say about Laura.
No, yeah, me neither. Just, like, her outfit. She wears this, like, black crisscross tops.
Oh, at the party?
She wears it at the all barbecue? The time.
Really?
Like, she wore it at the barbecue, she wore it at another event, and then she wore it at the reunion. She was, like, tuning in when she was zooming. Something.
That was such a slay. She's like, guys, I'm in Spain. Like, I'm just going to zoom in. Life. Yeah.
No, that was great. And I just think that she needs to, like, she could be such a boss if she levels up her style.
And don't you feel like after seeing themselves on TV, they're like, oh, fuck, I need to do this.
I would at least.
Oh, my God. That makes me... See, I'm not strong enough for that.
For television like that?
No.
I am, but I think I would regret it.
I'm not. I just know that I... But
wait, what am I talking... Let's talk about their relationship. Okay, yeah. So Jeremiah.
There's nothing good to say about this man.
Yeah, I couldn't even be friends with him. I couldn't be in the same room with him.
I forgot about Brittany and Kenneth.
Oh, they're so irrelevant, though.
I love Brittany.
She's sweet. But, okay, let's stay with Jeremy and Laura.
Yeah. Actually, I think the most relevant thing here is Jeremy, Laura, and Sarah Ann.
Like, okay, that's Sarah Ann fucking ho. I never said this, like, out loud on the internet, but I have zero respect for her.
Me either. None.
If you send a message to my fiance, whether or not this thing was real, but, like, you know, he's engaged to me, and you send a message to my fiance if there's any chance, and then obviously he's a weak man, Jeremiah. I just think that you, like, I post these girl code videos. Honey, this is, like, number rule.
No, she needs to follow Bougie. No. She needs to listen to Bougie Bestie. You need to send it to her. Absolutely. Just DM her. Just send the podcast. Don't even say anything. Just DM her.
Just, like, podcast. Like, don't fuck your friends.
No, no, no. Boyfriends. Just literally just send the podcast.
Like, yeah, that's the podcast name. That's the episode name. Yeah. Don't fuck your friends.
Oh, that's what you should send. Yeah. You know what? I know that everyone, I know, I think that's an opinion we all share, like, how wrong it was for her to send that message. I think most people would agree on that.
Yeah.
My take on it is, I think it's okay. I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? No. I
would be like, bye-bye.
No, no, no. You know what? Like, yes, that was so wrong. As Queen AD said, it lacked class, because it did lack class. What I deduced from that was, like, it makes me so sad that a man literally did not choose you, and you're still leaving the door open for him to, well, if you change your mind,
you're pathetic.
If you change your mind, come back around and the door's open. Like, that is where I'm like, it is so important to know your value truly and realize that, like, okay, if something didn't work, why are you forcing it? Also, don't you want to be someone's first choice? Like, if you have to think twice about whether you want to, even with friends, like if I feel like somebody has to think a little bit too hard, if you want to hang out with me or not,
I always want to hang out with you.
Goodbye. Same. Mm-hmm. But like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I'm not in the business of forcing anybody.
I wonder where is
let alone a man. I mean, her worth, like, it's like, and she's also one of those people, you know, those people that are like committed to being wrong. Like, you could show them a video being like, look, you said this, and they'd be like, no.
Her content, ever since I've been like watching her TikToks,
it cringes me out so fucking much. I'm like, do you think you ate with that?
Yeah, no, it's
sorry, just like, she gets me riled up.
You can go crazy, girl. Like, this makes me, first of all, you don't love yourself because you were going.
That's what I'm saying.
I will tell you, when I was younger, I was hooking up with this guy who had a girlfriend. I think I was like 18 years old.
Okay.
I thought I was the hot shit because he chose me over his girlfriend. That's how, like,
I know.
And first of all, my parents are like happy to still together. Maybe they're not like crazy in love with each other, but they're like super nice and cordial, so it's not coming from any childhood trauma.
Yeah,
but I thought that I'm like, because the things that guys tell you, this guy specifically, what he was telling me, he was just telling me all these like crazy stories why he can't break up with her, but he has to be with me because he loves me so much. I mean, I told you, like, so many people told me that they love me in my life.
I'm so offended that they've been telling me that.
I am a hopeless romantic, so maybe, like, I just, you know, let that emotion in. I don't know. Anyway, I just thought that I'm hot shit because a guy who was in a relationship chose me. And now, looking back, every bad thing that happened to me in my life, I connected to, like, karma. I'm like, if I fucked up somebody else's life a little bit, karma's coming back. Maybe it's like I stubbed a toe today, and I'm like, that's like paying off.
So funny.
Yeah, because I think nothing good is gonna come out of a relationship where somebody else is getting hurt along the way.
Absolutely.
Or embarrassed.
You know what? Like, you know what is like yelling in my brain as you're saying this is this concept that I think so many of us women, unfortunately, like, fall weak to sometimes, and it's like the concept of being chosen. Like, we want to be picked. It's like we want to be the one that is like, he chose me.
Yeah,
you know, I got him to commit, I got him to do this, I got him to leave his wife, whatever it might be. And I think Sarah Ann, you can tell, like, I'm sorry, but somebody who values themselves, somebody who is also surrounded by women who also have so much dignity, they're not going to do that shit.
Of course not.
Like, I'm sorry, but none of my friends in this moment, right? Obviously, when I was younger, like, we're stupid and we live and we learn. In this moment, I don't think I can tell you one friend that I know that would act in such a way.
None.
And if they did, they would be... No, but here's the thing. Here's the caveat to that. If they did, they would be humiliated and so regretful. But she was proud of what she did. That's like what scares me the most is like... She was like,
yeah, and they're like, mean? Attitude on their reunion, like,
it's insane.
Touching each other the whole time, like, okay, we got it. And then, like, her posting photos from his for videos from his apartment, then she was saying, like, this is reality, like, doing a voiceover, this is reality TV, la la la. You guys wanted entertainment. I'm like, you're just showing that you're low class, like, that's all you're showing.
Yeah, honestly, it makes me just sad, you know, like, I'm just like, damn, that sucks. That sucks that you think that's okay.
I think this is all the airtime we should give her.
Yeah, let's wrap up. Okay, let's move on to, well, should we talk about Brittany and Kenneth really quick?
I mean, what is there to say?
I just feel like, I think Brittany is the cutest. She seems so sweet. I did not feel like their relationship was going to work
at all.
There was no fireworks, in my opinion. But I didn't think it would end the way it did. However, I saw on TikTok because everybody was so upset. They were like, Kenneth, like, we were rooting for you, you know? Yeah. And the way he acted in that scene when they broke up, he was such a dick.
Yeah, but that was not this. That was not the whole story. Right, of
course. Well,
what did you see?
That's what they showed us. So obviously, like, we have to take it to, you know.
What did you see on TikTok?
I saw a few of my sources.
Yeah.
People were saying how, I guess, that day they had filmed that scene already.
They broke up in the morning and they had to, like, record it for the
right. Like, cameras. I guess, yeah, they said that and that they had to record it so many times. Like, at that point, they were both just, like, completely over it, so distraught. She was obviously more emotional.
But still, like, being on your phone constantly.
The phone thing pisses me the fuck off, and I'm going to tell you why. We all have jobs. I understand your principal.
Is he an influencer?
He's 25 and a principal. Can we talk about that? Like, yeah, my kids are not going to a school board. No. Actually, I do have faith in 25, people, but 25, like, seems a little young.
25, you're probably still, like, smoking weed at
night. How do you jump from, like, I just graduated college and I'm the principal?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Maybe he has some.
I have so many questions. I was just gonna say, you knew someone at that school.
Yeah, let's call.
Your dad works at that school.
I'll tell you.
I'll find out.
I used to study journalism. Do some research. I don't know if you know that.
No, but
investigate.
Put those skills to use and find out how he got that job.
Okay.
So I understand. We all have jobs. Yeah. I get it. However, figure it the fuck out. You're filming a show.
Yeah.
Yes, we're all getting back to work. The cameras are here. You know they're here. They're probably shooting for a few hours. Like, also, it's the middle of the night. Are parents really calling you in the middle of the night?
But you know what? At the same time,
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are.
At least he didn't, like, put on a show. Like, he was, what I've heard about Chelsea and Jimmy, that he was constantly on his phone, just not when the cameras were there. So this guy at least showed his true colors. Yeah. To America.
You know what?
Can we talk about that guy who did it with his chest? Two girls, and then he left the show because he says America's seeing that?
Matthew.
Oh, Matthew, that's his name?
Well, AD went on 2 dates with him after they wrapped. Did I tell you that?
What?
Yeah, we'll discuss soon. Matthew, check my phone? Matthew gave me such, like...
I can't believe you're, like, confidently recording 44 minutes on your phone.
Yes, you need to get this phone. Yes, you're good still. Mm-hmm. I look a little crazy.
I love this setup. The light. No, I'm obsessed with this setup.
What if I turn on?
No.
Guys, we're having technical difficulties.
Yo, I don't know why every time I'm recording a podcast, something breaks down.
We're gonna have to do this.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's just a little shady. Matthew, he had all these questions for the girls, and then he just didn't ask them
anything. He scared the shit out of me.
Crazy.
He was just a little bit.
You know what? I used to work in finance, so he looks like the typical
finance bro.
Yeah.
What's crazy to me was he walked into the pods and said, "I have a list of questions,
and you can't ask.
But you can't ask them to me. And if you start speaking, and I don't care about what you're gonna say, I'm just gonna leave the room. Like, honestly, I have no choice but to respect it." How he left some of these women. How he left some of these women just talking alone, like
asserting the audacity. Dominance.
The audacity. No, he's nuts. Like, you're insane. But I get... Okay, wait. Crazy. AD went on. AD's been doing the podcast tour. Like, she has been booked and busy this week.
What do you mean podcast?
Oh, okay. She's been on, like, 5 podcasts this week.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that.
So I heard her on Nick Viall's podcast. And then today, she went on Cammie Crawford's podcast, who I adore. And she was saying how she went on 2 dates with Matthew.
In real life?
Yes. Like, after Clay and her broke up, she went on 2 dates with Matthew, okay? First date, he wanted to, like, apologize. They had dinner, whatever. Second date, I don't remember what she said.
Sex.
But she said that, she was like, you know what? I think Matthew was, like, largely misunderstood. And she was like, I think he was very nervous and he was not equipped for the show, did not know what to do. And she was like, I think he went into the show with, like, a script of what he thought he had to say.
Well, that's just amateur vibes. I would not find that attractive.
No, me either. Fucking weird, first of all. I just think what is funny is that when they invited him to the reunion, he was like, respectfully, no. You know?
Oh,
like,
did he?
Yeah. He was like, I respectfully decline.
I don't understand. Like, why did Trevor show up to the reunion?
You know what? He has balls.
What kind of balls? He was there sitting quiet like a little mouse.
I know. He should have respectfully declined as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. For sure.
They just embarrassed him.
Bro, that was...
They kicked him out of the stage. So they were like, okay, now you can go.
Yeah. That poor man. That made me feel bad. Like,
same.
It made me feel bad.
I wouldn't want to experience that.
Like, that's... That poor man. You know he's going to be in therapy for a while.
So what else we have left?
Okay, we have AD and Clay.
Okay, they're like your favorite. I wasn't want to say anything until now, but I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about them that
well,
much.
Well, no, I have hot takes as well.
Okay, go ahead. You go first.
Well, let me just start by saying... It's a little triggering because Clay looks like the men that I date.
Oh, should I spell his name?
Clay looks like the man that I like.
Yeah.
He's beautiful. You cannot tell me that man is not.
Yeah, he's all right. Hot. I mean, my man is like similar to him.
Beautiful. So let's just, I just wanted to get that out of the window.
Yeah, get it out of your system. You want to talk more about him?
Here's what I think about Clay and AD. And the lesson, I think the biggest lesson before we dissect it is, I think that was the epitome of when someone tells you who they are, believe them. In this case,
yes.
The quote is like, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. In this case, he was telling AD so many times, you know, I'm scared of this. What if I do this? I'm fearful of this. I want to, but this. And it's like, you can't hang on to potential. We love, as women, I'll put myself in that box. Like, we love to hold on to potential.
You can change him.
But potential only works if they act on it. If not, it's just potential. It's nothing more. And I think there's a blurry line between being compassionate and empathetic, right? Like, listening to what he's saying of, I'm nervous, I experienced this, I witnessed this in my household. Like, I think there's a blurry line of being empathetic, having compassion for someone, while also enforcing your boundaries again. And I think I know everybody's like, yes, AD, and I love her. I really do. She's my favorite one.
She's cool.
The only thing I will say is, like, going from a fiance to what seems like a situationship is crazy. Because the way she made it sound like they're still fooling around and like they have a very close,
so
flirty relationship.
I fell asleep, I told you, halfway through the show. But I saw the reunion. But
well,
I saw that she was like on in his like Thanksgiving party.
Okay, so I heard that today in this episode. And she clarified. She said, I'm very close with his family. She loves his mom.
Bullshit.
And I believe what she said. She said she went.
Sure, but
and
like,
then
why
she went on a date apparently after that with somebody else.
Right.
However, on Nick Viall's podcast, she said, he was like, are you guys intimate? You know how he asks like the hard hitting questions? He was like, what's going on? Like, do you guys hang out? Are you guys intimate? Like, what, you know? And she was like, we're flirty friends. Like, when we see each other, we're all over each other.
But like, again, like, honey, you are worth so much more than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Going from fiance to situationship is nuts.
Yeah, no.
And I feel like,
I need to take a final sip before we sip up this episode.
I almost feel like he's getting exactly what he wanted.
Yeah. The wife without the commitment. I will tell you, I think that if you love somebody, you will find a way to make it work.
Agreed.
I think he was constantly saying how he was raised by a father that was absent and he was cheating and whatever, and that every man that he saw was acting the same way. You could be the one that's gonna be different. So you decided that you're gonna be just like, you know how sometimes like people say if you grew up with like alcoholic parents, you're either gonna be an alcoholic or you're gonna be totally against it. He decided to just like go the easy way out. He didn't want to improve himself, and he didn't like, this is again very personal, but like my mom was left, I never shared this ever in my life online. My mom was left by her dad when she was, I think, 2 years old. We later like tracked him down and like we met him and when she was like 40 years old or something.
Wow. That was the first time she met him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And she said, when like I was talking to her about it when we were growing up, and I was like,
and she knew that, like, they, she knew what had happened.
He left, like, obviously she knew she had his last name and everything, and she's like an amazing mom.
Yeah.
And I asked her, like, how did you become such a good mom, because you had such a shit parent? And I mean, her other, I don't want to get into details, but like her childhood was not great.
Yeah.
And she said, I had a choice. Either I'm going to be the best parent I could be, or I'm going to do the same thing to my kids. So that's why I don't believe your fucking excuses, Clay. I think that you are a weak man. Maybe, I don't think he's a weak man. I think he's a man in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not soulmates. Because if they were supposed to be together, they would find a way to work it out. Also, when Wes and I'm like going at it right now. Also, when Wes and I started dating, there was a million reasons for us not to be together.
Mm-hmm.
A million. And we both made it work.
Because you wanted it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you didn't want to make it work. She was not the girl for you. And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But then don't... I mean, you guys both should just like be more selective.
Totally.
And stop wasting your time with a situationship that's not going anywhere.
I think she needs to set that line and not cross it. you know?
I need to take a deep breath.
No, I know that.
After what I said.
I feel like what you... It's so real, though, what you mentioned. Like, it's sometimes... Like, we have a choice.
Yeah.
Despite what we've been through. Of course, there are things that are so difficult. And I think he talked about breaking generational curses, right? That's mm-hmm. what he's trying to do. And my thing is, listen, it's okay if you're not ready to break that curse yet. It's okay if you don't know how to break that curse yet. It's okay if you maybe don't even want to break that curse yet. Like you're saying, maybe that's easier for him, because I think it is easier than
yeah.
as opposed to putting in the work and
yeah.
dealing with the reality.
You can just say, this is what I saw growing up, so right. that's right. all I know.
So I'm saying it's okay if all of those things are true. What I think is not okay is to then put somebody else in that position with you and drag them through the mud with you. I think that's what's not okay. Letting her believe. She also said it today on this podcast that I heard. She was very honest. And Cammy said, like, listen, from the outside, it seemed like you were very, like, oops, can't see the red flags, you know, just, like, running mm-hmm. through a carnival with all these red flags. And she was like, I know that's what it seemed like. But in reality, we had so many conversations. He led me to believe, like, the outcome was going to be different,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I love her. I love what she preaches. But I think sometimes she doesn't also practice what she's preaching, you know?
Yeah.
So many.
She's hopeful. And she thinks she's the one that's going to change him.
Yeah.
As all of us, like, are secretly.
I don't want to do that, though, anymore.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, I'm fucking tired. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have to change someone
yeah.
180, like,
yeah.
to make it work. I don't want to have to make it. I just feel, I firmly, and I always say this to my friends, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what being in love feels like. But what I do know, I mean, I don't. But what I do know is I don't think it should be that hard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it should be that fucking hard to where you're literally having to revamp your and his entire life to make something work.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be. No, not at all. Like, when
you know,
when
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Of course not. But, like, when things are supposed to... And again, Wes and I have been together now for almost 3 years. Actually, no, over 3 years. Sorry, like 3 years and a few months. We just made it work. There was no, and I never had this before. So that's why I also understand when women do stupid shit like she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, of course.
Because you never
We've all
saw
done it.
Anything better. And I really, in this relationship, I saw what it means that a man is like, fighting for you
yeah.
but not in that like dramatic way
yeah, yeah,
sending
yeah.
you fucking 50 bouquets of roses
yeah. yeah
he's actually like putting in the work and
yeah.
making sure that I like when he you know he had a few bachelor parties recently he always makes sure like text me send me food like do cute things to make sure that I know that he thinks about me
yeah
and I just think that you know a true man is gonna show you that you are
yeah well he's gonna tell you and he's also gonna show you that's I think
yeah.
the problem a lot of the time we it's one or the other and I feel like it's gotta be both
yeah
for it to make sense words are so easy you can say shit to people and not mean it
no,
okay
we
final
do,
thoughts
yeah final thoughts I think for me personally
is love blind Coco
no
I love how there was like zero hesitation
yeah. For me, this was a really fun experience as a first-time consumer
yeah.
of the platform.
We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. I will be back for sure.
Can't
I
wait.
Will continue watching.
We're so happy that you enjoyed it.
Thank
and
you.
And we can't wait to have you back next season.
Thank you. I love Love is Blind out of nowhere. I didn't think that I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
I just think that because
it's fascinating.
I'm very interested in human
yeah.
behavior
totally.
And to see the shit they do. And what mistakes they make on national television is just fucking hilarious.
It's nuts.
And I shout out to everybody who was on the show because that's not easy.
No.
And all the shit that we talked about this evening, take it with a grain of salt.
It's with love and
just,
humor.
Yeah. We just like, we wish them all the best.
No,
we,
truly.
We're not like ill-hearted and we... I just think it's so entertaining. I never, this is, I'm like not exaggerating. I've never experienced like talking about a piece of like content
art,
so passionately.
It's art.
I was about to say art, but I was like,
it's
is this
art.
Too much?
No, it's art.
Okay, what is your conclusion?
My conclusion is, I don't know, what is my conclusion? I think
is love blind?
I don't think it's blind because I need to want to climb you. And also, if I'm going to be upset over a mediocre ass man, he needs to be hot. I need to see what he looks like.
You know what I wonder? You know what I mean? This is something that, like, I don't know if they discussed this, but like how much money everybody makes.
I think a lot of the money comes after.
Yeah, because I mean, if you are a high maintenance girl that wants to get her nails done every 3 weeks and your man is like, I mean, you get them every week, but...
Okay, no need to call me out.
Yeah, but like, if you were on the show and you are, you know, you are doing all right.
Yeah.
If you meet a guy that it has plastic silverware...
Well, apparently there's a day. So there's different days when they're on dates. Apparently every day they get prompted with questions that they should talk about.
Okay.
And... apparently one of those days, once it's a little bit further in, it's a finance day.
Mm-hmm.
So they do talk about this at length. The problem is what happened last season is that guy was not honest with her. Like he was in like credit card debt and stuff and he didn't say anything. And then it was obviously it led to the demise. Yeah. So
I think I need to dive into those previous episodes.
Honestly, you fucking should. And I'm so jealous that you haven't seen them because you get to like experience it for the first time. Like I'm not going to watch it again. You know, it's so good. So yeah, I think... this was so fun. We love to talk shit. And again, it's with love. Like I said, I've been a dumb bitch so many times in my life.
Same.
But we can learn from all these things, right? And I think what we both love to preach on is like...
know your worth.
Know your fucking value. That's what value. This
tattoo says. Literally, I don't know if you know that.
No, and I love it. Like,
yeah.
Is that new?
No, it's like a year old.
Why have I never seen that? What about this?
This is
I remember that one. Yeah.
This is like an evil.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. That's it.
Love is not blind.
Love
and
is not blind.
Bless
love you
all. Bye.
Bougie Bestie, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you never miss out. I release new episodes every Friday. If you love Bougie Best Friend, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your support means the world and it helps the show grow. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Coco Beauty, and you can find Bougie Best Friend on Apple, Spotify, and all other major podcasting platforms. Love you, bye.